Okay, 22nd of August, 2019, The Lovers and the Five of Cups and the Eight of Coins. Occupational therapy. An awkward and unattractive word to look at, and either an unwanted and uncomfortable state or a rapturous one. To be fixated on one thing takes from other things, and the scales are then uneven, and presently someone may be unhappily fixated on the past. Nonetheless, this spread today actually looks healthy to me. Rather than pine over the past, we have that crying over spilt milk card front and center, the melancholy Five of Cups. We're dedicating or throwing ourselves in all our waking hours into something physical, whether our work or self-improvement. Eventually, the reward for either is well worth it. In the past position is the Lovers, number six of the major arcana. And in this position, a partnership, marriage, a relationship was very much a part of your identity. Gemini Mercury, as in being half of or part of a couple, team, partnership, group, duo, etc. This was a beautiful thing, but the impression I get from the Morgan Greer card, at least from the Lovers in their secret garden, is that as long as there's no one else around, their world is paradise. There is a romantic unreality about it. But that in itself is real, if you know what I mean. It is a very karmic card, and whatever this was, is, it's part of our DNA, emotionally and spiritually speaking. And after that, we can't allow ourselves to settle for less. At present is the regretful Five of Cups, a card of separation, divorce, breakups, and grief. Someone is sorry, because there they lay in the dirt, three gold cups, contents spilled and draining away. Should the grieving human turn around and not fixate on the loss, he or she would see that there are two beautiful gold cups within reach sitting right behind him on a rock. Mars in Scorpio, Sun in Virgo, Earth. This sad situation is none of our business. Cups are emotions, and our emotions are all our own. This human is very much in solo mode, but has very much picked up the pieces in the form of the two remaining cups, and rather than dwell on what was, is actively working it off. The human on the Eight of Coins in the future position may have committed to bettering himself or herself in some way, as in being a better wife, husband, partner. The human looks to be the same one from the Five, but here we see him transform the two remaining gold cups into handcrafted gold coins on a workbench. He or she has rolled up their sleeves and is putting in the hours and labor needed to get good at something. This is putting the work in, as in your physical effort, carcass, and time. Your past relationships may have failed from your commitment to your career, or you have an opportunity to study at work or travel, and you can't even think about relationships right now. This is someone in training who will put everything else out of his or her mind. This is not just a work card, though. This is powerful eight is a way of life. An artisan, an apprentice, someone who knows the commitment now will pay off later. Sun in Virgo, Mercury, Earth. Love is, or soon will be, far from your mind. But your payoff is guaranteed, and you'll make it up to them. A cliche, yes, but throwing yourself into your work is better than moping and drinking and crying over spilt milk. Occupational therapy.